Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in his province, growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan. Thanks to David Dubay and the Concord Group of Companies for getting on board. By Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina. Getting the real estate game by giving him a call, 306-502-5355. The three-time Grey Cup champ is happy to help you. By Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his awesome work at markgreshner.com. By the Boys Next Door Window Cleaning, Landon and Nathan. Check their website out, theboysnextdoor.ca. Also brought to you by Riviera Ag Seeds over there in Radville, and by Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn with Corey Zadarozniak. And it's time now for the Pick Six, brought to you by the Sasalex football program out there at the Yar Center in Moose Jaw. Zelko and his wife Deb building the stars of tomorrow. Today, last weekend, they had their 7-on-7 league launch, the junior varsity and varsity programs. Check out their information on their website and their Facebook page. I'm joined by former Regina Thunder player and all-world curler Ben Hebert. How are you today, Hebes?
Good, Baldy. How you doing, buddy?
Good. 16% of people say this was the worst summer ever. How about you? How was Ben Hebert and his family's summer?
Well, my summer was great. I mean, once things kind of loosened up a little bit here around Calgary and Chestermere, we were able to have some people over in the backyard. I mean, you know, it was a nice change of pace, you know, working from home, getting to spend a lot of time with the kids, which, you know, unfortunately in the winter I don't get to be around for all the things. I didn't really miss anything this summer. So, you know, we hung out with friends and, you know, thankfully me and my wife, we got a home gym here, so we didn't just eat and drink all summer, tried to get in shape for the season, and it was great. We just went on a little holiday to the Shoe Schwab. One of my sponsors has a boat out there, so we went and used that for a few days, and yeah, it was great. I can't really complain. You know, I wish things were moving along a little bit further here with all the nonsense, but I can't complain.
We'll get into that in a second. Okay, number one on the pick six. So you used your home gym to stay in shape?
You betcha. Yeah, we've had a home gym here for, like, I guess how long we've lived here, for 9 years in this house, and it's fully decorated. The only thing I took the treadmill out of there because I never used it, and I bought a Peloton bike, so I've been spinning. I turned into a spin meister this summer.
Oh, look at
pretty
that.
Good.
Look at that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I did that, and then, you know, I actually still use my trainer from Regina. I still get Danny Y at level 10 to send me all my workouts, and, you know, so he sent me a bunch of stuff, and I've been cranking there all summer. You know, I know I linked you up there with Stamps QB, Bo Levi.
Yeah.
Me and Bo are working out here in 30 minutes. He uses my gym, too. We work out together every day.
Oh,
it's
really?
Nice to have a training partner. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, say hi to my new friend, BLM, okay? That'd be awesome.
I will do. Will
hey,
do.
Hey, what do you think of the changes to curling for COVID, like one sweeper and all those rules?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think they're complete nonsense, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I can go to Regina right now or BC or drive wherever I want. You know, go tee it up at the Wascana or the Royal Reg, go inside, have a beer, have lunch, drive in a cart with somebody, no problem. You know, go to Leopold's for a beer after that, but we can't sweep two sweepers. Somebody, somebody give me a fucking reason why, like, we're making up phantom rules for certain things. Either these are the rules or they aren't the rules. And so I think it's complete bush league that, we, you know, if we want to curl, hey, look at guys are playing hockey, hitting, spitting, showering, staying in hotels all together. But curling, there's no contact. We don't have to be anywhere near the other team. There's no touch points with the other team.
Yeah.
I hang with my four guys. You hang with your four guys. We'll battle. We don't have to shake hands. Perfect. Most of the time, I don't want to shake their hands anyways, and we move on. But the safety and the world we live in of soft and, you know, precaution and making sure that it even if it just looks good, Ballsy, even though it's not necessary, I think people do that, you know, to make themselves
yeah.
look like they're going through all these things when it really doesn't do anything and it's more than a hassle. I think if you do the best you can to make sure everybody is safe and you have your safety precautions within reason, but don't go above an extra just to make it uncomfortable and awkward and shitty for everybody, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so the curling world with the one sweeper, I think it was a way to get a green check mark possibly to make sure that we were doing the right things. But, you know, Europe right now, they've had a couple spiels already going, and they're going two sweepers every single game. So I got a don't believe we will be going one sweeper, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Okay, so number two leads me to number two on Ballsy's pick six featuring Ben Hebert. Ontario Hockey Federation, and I'm sure the same thing's going to happen here in Regina. I'm not sure about where you are. 3-on-3 or 4-on-4, no face-offs, no contact, and you have to be at least a stick length apart. And my son just sends me a picture from UND where they're wearing cloth face masks over their football face masks. We are going overboard on this. Like picture this, Ben. You, in order to play either curling or hockey or football, at least, like, let's go curling, okay? For you to play curling in a Bonspiel or a world championship, or for my son to get on a Div 1 football field, he would have to go through stringent testing to make sure he is negative, okay? So why would he wear a mask over a mask? And he's not allowed to take his helmet off on the sidelines? Like, you're right. It's just, we're picking and choosing where we can get sick. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's 3-on-3, 4-on-4. I actually saw that. I mean, guys, what are we doing? Like, you can send, my daughter went to school today. She started school yesterday. There's 700 kids in the school.
Mm-hmm.
We're worried about a 13-person hockey team?
Yeah.
Like, somebody, this is the thing. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I mean, hey, I do hate our current government, but that's a different story. I like facts and I like numbers and proof before I can be confident speaking with anything. There's so much hocus pocus bullshit going on right now that I'm literally now going the other way with how I normally think. And I'm like, is there something going on here in the world where somebody is benefiting huge? Are we going to a full dictatorship world of power to a few handful of people? Is there someone making millions on the back end of this that this thing won't go away? Is it political because the U.S. government thing is coming up right away? They want Trump. Like, what is going on? Because you can't pick and choose where certain things are masked and safe and tested and other things aren't and shut down our economy and make the whole world help. Hey, Ballsy, I wasn't exactly a scholar student over here. I had to grind my ass off to get B's. Like, I went to high school to play sports. That was my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And phys ed, recess, lunch, spare. Those were my favorite classes, okay? That was my favorite. But now my kids, all these other kids get to go to school. Sports are gone. Recess is gone. Lunch hour breaks with masks on their fucking face. And like, all the fun things about school, for not everybody, but a lot of the kids are gone. What, yeah. Is it just going to be prison for these kids?
Yeah.
Like, not all kids love going to school and are math wizards.
What about mental health? Mental health has to play a big factor into this. Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move on to number three on Ballsy's pick six. The NFL season starts. Ben Hebert, who's the MVP this year?
Patrick Mahomes. He is a freak. I love him, and he's the Thursday nighter this week. I've done two of my fantasy drafts already.
Mm-hmm.
I snagged him in one. Yeah. I just love watching him pay. Just full excitement all the time. I can't wait to watch the season. I'm so pumped.
Okay, so then I take it, were you the first pick overall, or if you had a first pick, he'd be your first pick?
No, first pick I would have taken Christian McCaffrey just because running backs are tough to get, and he gets so many catches and passes too. He's a dual threat. But yeah. I think I had like the 9th or 10th pick when I got Patty Mahomes. But McCaffrey, wow. I had him a couple years ago. He's a season winner, that guy. I love him.
So who does better, Brady and the Bucks or Newton and New England?
Brady and the Bucks all day.
Yeah. Do you think they could actually make it to the Super Bowl out of the NFC?
No, but I think they're going to make – I mean, here's the thing. Yeah. We're going to find out if Tom Brady didn't have a good year last year because of his team or because of the talent around him or himself, because Godwin, Mike Evans, Ronald Jones, Fournette, Gronk, they have built pieces around him to be successful. And I love Tom Brady. I love that he's still rolling. I love his work ethic. I hope he kills it. I'm a big fan. So, you know, I'm super pumped to watch Brady. They got a tough first matchup this week with the Saints and Drew Brees, so that'll be a good test.
Well, he better get the ball out in a hurry, and he has had a knack for doing that because it's hard to throw passes when you're on the seat of your pants, and their O-line isn't very good. So stay tuned there. Who's your surprise team, Ben Hebert?
My surprise team is my team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Everybody's out on the Steelers. Big Ben's arm surgery is coming back. They haven't done anything. They lost Antonio Brown, yada, yada. And then last year, Ben got hurt. I got the Steelers making the playoffs and Big Ben lighting it up this year.
I think the Oakland Raiders might be a surprise team in Vegas. The Vegas Raiders, yeah. I guess. I still call them Oakland. Derek. I still call them Oakland. I love Gruden, and I think Carr, he has to do something this year. So that'd kind of be a surprise team for me.
I love Gruden, and, like, here's the thing with Derek Carr. Like, who is he? Is he unbelievable or is he unbelievably shitty? Because I've seen both sides of him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see who Derek Carr is, because I did love when he went off there a couple years ago, but last year he was gross.
So who wins the Super Bowl? I'm going with Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. Rivers has never played behind an O-line this good. No quarterback will play behind an O-line this good. They've got some underrated pieces. They got a good coach. And I think they're poised to do something.
Wow, that's an unbelievable pick. Who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl? Well, I think the Chiefs are going to run it back because they have the best player in the league, and I love watching them. Dude, they're like watching a video game.
Yeah, they are.
I love Patrick Mahomes. I like his demeanor. I like all the things, his passion for the game. I'm running it back with the Chiefs. I think they're going to go back-to-back. We might be in for a bit of a dynasty with them.
Hey,
Travis Kelce,
yeah.
The Cheetah.
Yeah.
Man, they got that new running back. Yeah. I'm excited to watch them.
It's hard to repeat, though. Why is it hard to repeat a championship? You've tried to do it before.
Oh, yeah. It's real tough. Well, everyone, you got the target on your back now. Nobody wants to see you go off and go back-to-back. I mean, those other players on those other teams are paid professional money to take you down, and I mean, everybody's hungry and motivated teams, and the hardest thing to do in sports is to stay at the top, but I think that those guys don't seem I think this year you're going to see real, real dialed in NFL teams and players due to the fact that, you know, there is no, you know, going out to restaurants and nightclubs and all the stuff going on in the world. I think you're going to see some real dialed in football, and you're going to see the guys that put a lot of the work in really succeed. So I just think that the Chiefs have too much talent to not be there at the end.
Do they play a full season, or does COVID screw it up?
Buddy, it's the NFL. They run the United States. Like, the NFL is running with all the COVID in the world. They're never shutting down. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. I just had to, well, you know why? Because it's huge business, fantasy football, just like you talked about gambling.
Oh,
for sure. I agree with
my gambling habit. I don't gamble a ton on sports.
Yeah,
I mean, I do like to dabble.
Me too.
But NFL. I'm active.
I don't do fantasy, but I gamble a lot. Sports Select or on like some of these online gaming sites. I do that. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm the same, but I only do NFL. NFL is the big one. The odds are good. There's upsets. You know, if you do your homework, you can win some cash. So I'm into it. Starting Thursday, I gotta cut back on some other things to make up for my habit here. So here we go.
Colin Kaepernick will be in Madden 21, and when he scores, apparently he'll hold up a Black Power salute. It'll be his first appearance since 2016. He's a free agent quarterback in the game. What's your favorite video game to play?
Oh, Madden for sure.
Yeah?
It's actually funny. When we got on lockdown here in March and we couldn't do anything, I was like, what the hell am I going to do all day? Like, I'm working from home. There wasn't much going on. Had the gym, and so I bought a PS4. I hadn't played video games in, like, probably 10 years. And I snagged Madden. I bought a golf game, and now I haven't been playing very much. My kids use it for just dance. But, yeah, I was big into the football growing up there. I played a lot of NHL, too, but mostly Madden was my game as well.
Hey, were you good at the Wii curling game?
I've never even tried it.
Really?
No, hell no. No, I mean, I'd probably be good at it. Yeah, I don't know.
I was actually pretty good at it. I used to brag that I was Ben Hebert's sweep, and one time the controller fell off my hand right into the fireplace. That was unreal.
Yeah.
So number five, the CJFL just extended the eligibility for fourth and fifth year players. What's your favorite Regina Thunder memory?
Oh, man. I mean, my favorite memory of playing with the Thunder, honestly, like, any football team, I think the guys say, like, there were so many fun times, you know, practice. Your road trips were super awesome. This was before, you know, all the stuff. I remember, being rookied on the bus one night. It was pretty fun. I was lucky. I got to travel, not because I was good at football, but I was our punter. So I backed up at slot. I had to back up Ryan Anderson, who was amazing, Jared Kleisinger, and Chris Getzlaff as well. So yeah. I had some tough competition, but I was lucky enough that I had not a good leg, but the best leg on the team. So I got to travel with the boys, and, the bus trips were amazing to Calgary, Edmonton, and probably my favorite memory. I mean, I only played the one season there and then I went to Vancouver, but I don't know who got hurt. I think Jared Kleisinger got hurt in Calgary here. And I got to, I played the whole game at slot. I think I had like 7 or 8 catches. I had over 100 yards.
Oh,
got
yeah.
my bell rung a couple times. So that was a fun one for me. I didn't play slot back much in high school, but it was the only game I really got to play a bunch and did really well. So that was a good memory. And I think just the bus rides with the boys and, you know, having beers on the way back, it was an amazing time. Being a part of the big team like that, that's the most fun stuff.
And getting taped to the goalposts were Sherwater.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, me and Stewie on rookie night, ass to ass. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stewie, what a beauty.
You know
all about the days and the team and the bus ride, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are my favorite memories. I know you won a bunch of championships, but those are the one things that I remember.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, Novak Djokovic got disqualified for hitting an umpire with a ball. Number 6 on Ballsy's Pick 6 with Ben Hebert. By the way, I think that was a kind of a chintzy call. Can you think of a time when Ben Hebert wanted to attack an official?
Wow. I mean, I've actually, unfortunately, because I appreciate the volunteer time that our officials put in. Mm-hmm. But here's the reality of it. We don't need them. They get in the way. They screw up measurements. I got into it a couple of years ago in Esteban at the Canada Cup final when an official ran out on the ice and told us to kick a rock off the sheet because the time ran out. But she didn't know that we called a timeout at the end of the other sheet, so the time didn't run out. It cost us a point. And guess what? We lost the game by 1 point to Brad Jacobs in the final.
Oh, no.
So it was hazardous. And, you know, I got into it on TSN and used some profanities that I don't love using on TV, but they slipped the odd time. But, I mean, we don't need officials in curling. I think the governing bodies think that we need them and this and that, but we play our Grand Slam season and our World Curling Tour event the whole year without officials, and guess what? There's no glitches. It's on the players. We can figure it out. But you go to the big events, and you got to have officials that get in the way, and, I mean, God bless them. You know, they volunteer their time. I don't think they're highly paid positions, but we could certainly go without officials in our sport.
All right, Ben, lastly, those were our pick 6. We have an extra point. How do you feel about no CFL this year, and what do you think about the league going forward? I ask you that as Bo Levi Mitchell's about to come over to your house to work out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed. I mean, you know, being from Regina, you know, I'm obviously a CFL fan. You know, it's a big deal there in Regina with the Riders, and had a bunch of buddies playing the league over the years, so... You know, I do love the NFL, and, you know, I'm into it. But, I do follow the CFL, and I think it's unfortunate for the players. It's unfortunate, obviously, you know, my brother-in-law, Josh Shaw, works for the Riders. So, you know, you see a bunch of people that work for the Stamps, the Riders, the SYR, all over. There's a business that goes along with this, right? So it affects the players, obviously the coaches, a lot of employees of all the people. I think it's unfortunate. I mean, there's enough shitty stuff going on in the world with everything else, and the economy here with COVID, I don't like to see that happen to anybody. So I think it's brutal. You know, when you see all these other leagues running and the CFL couldn't figure something out, you know, there certainly would have been a way. I mean, I know even from the curling side of things with the Grand Slams and Curling Canada, you know, they're looking at a bubble and a way to run our big TV events here in January, February, March. And so far, all the feedback we've got is super positive and following a protocol, and we can do it. And so, you know what, I feel like if we can do it as Curling Canada and in a curling community, the CFL certainly could have done it. Obviously, bigger hurdles with most of the players being from the States and having to come across the border. But I think it could have been done. I think it was going to be a lot of work and maybe not financially doable. But that's disappointing. It's a good league. I like watching the CFL and, you know, having some buddies that, like you say, play in the league right now. You know, I want to see them play and see them be successful. And going forward, I mean, there's no way the CFL is folding. I see all this stuff. The CFL is not. I mean, hey, the fucking CFL ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big part of Canadian history. You know, there's buildings that have just been built all across Canada for that league that aren't going to survive on concerts. So the league's going to be back. You know, whether it looks a little bit different or whether it's just a new business plan to kind of, you know, get out of the red and get on the good side of the line that you want to be on making money. You know, I've seen, I don't know if it was you, but I've seen some people say, bring some more Canadians into the game. Make it more, you know, maybe make it 50-50, half Canadian, half American guys. Like, I don't know what the answer is to drive more fans, but, you know, it's a different game. It's certainly not the NFL, but I think if you ever had it as a feeder league to the NFL, I mean, what I would like to see if I had to pick or if I was the commissioner, I'd be begging Roger Goodell and the NFL to take the CFL on as a feeder league, and then you'd get really, really good studs from the NFL up here to play. It'd be kind of like AHL NFL. Mm. And if that was here, and you got to follow guys like, you know, Cam Wake, Doug Flutie, who else used to
Garcia went down?
Yeah, Garcia. Yeah. You know, I remember even when Mark Boerichter, I don't know if you remember the name Mark Boerichter, remember that big, huge slot back for Calgary? He went down, he played tight end for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching him, like, oh, that was awesome. Who was there? We had a punt returner. I don't know if he played for the Riders or where he played, but he ended up in Pittsburgh. He was a CFL guy. I mean, there's lots of guys that go down.
Marcus Thigpen's been there before. Lots of guys. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, like,
I'm an advocate of to grow it in our country. I think we need to add more Canadians so that there's a Canadian, you know, somebody can dream they can be Ben Hebert. There's no, you know, restrictions. I believe there's some American coaching bias here that keeps our Canadians down and keeps us from getting a fair shot to compete. And we have to protect our own because we're against the juggernaut in the States. So we have to, and obviously what we're doing isn't working right now. So, hey, as I let you go here, tell Bo, or just remind Bo, I asked him who was the better golfer, you or him. He said that you're the better golfer. He feels like he's a better golfer than you, though. Like his confidence level is more than yours, but he said you are actually the better golfer.
It's ballsy. It's not even close. Like, I don't even know. Like, for him to even debate that, I mean, he can hit it a mile. We're actually golfing. We're playing our men's night here this afternoon with a couple of our buddies here in Calgary. So our men's night's every Wednesday, but he hits it like 60 yards past me as a driver. He's long.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he hits the pitching wedge and I hit a 7 into 10 feet and then he makes a double and I make a par is kind of how it
normally
goes.
Do you trash talk him?
Well, yeah, but he's the biggest trash talker on earth, so it's hard to out trash talk him. But I trash talk him when I'm kicking the shit out of him, of course. That's what buddies do.
Hey, Ben, thanks for this. I appreciate it. Have a good round and have a good workout.
Okay, Ballsy. See you, buddy.
Take care. Football is back. It is back tonight, and it is on NBC, and the problem is, this is not their song. All right, rolling along here with Growing the Game with Ballsy, and I'm joined for the first time on this podcast by Aaron Anderson, the commissioner of the Regina High School Athletics Association. Aaron, I care here on this podcast about all athletics, but we focus on football, obviously. How many hurdles has the commissioner had to jump through in this very fluid situation? Because when I talk to everybody, Dick White, it doesn't matter who, when you jump a hurdle, there seems to be about 10 more coming at you.
You know, that's the exact way that we've approached it in the RHSA office, Michael, to be honest, is for every 10 questions, there seems to be one answer. And the answers are changing daily. I wish I had concrete answers, but school divisions are still determining courses of action. And once they do so, we'll be able to hopefully be able to put together something in the fall for not only football, but also cross-country, volleyball, and soccer.
Yeah, as we talk about football now, at last I heard, unless it's changed, September 28th is when we were looking at maybe getting on the field for some training camp stuff?
That's right, yeah. So football, cross-country, and soccer to start September 28th. Volleyball's been pushed back to Tuesday, October 13th as a start date. So if we're given the green light to proceed, practices could commence on the 28th. In high school football, within the RHSA, our athletes would need 18 hours to be on the field before an actual competition or game could take place. So that would push anything back to the earliest about Thursday, October 8th.
Aaron, you've lived here all your life?
I have, yes.
Aaron, we don't live in California, right? Or Arizona.
So it is going to be cold.
Yeah, so here's my... It's a very good... I think it's a good question. I am not of the opinion that when people say, oh, it's football weather, right? Oh, just deal with it. It's football weather. And I'm not... This isn't a commentary towards you. It's a commentary in general. If we talk player safety, football shouldn't be played when it's minus 10, minus 12, minus whatever. That's my opinion. Is that ever factored into your decision-making here?
Well, unfortunately, it isn't because the SHSA sets the start and end dates for us, so we have to play within those seasons.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has crossed my mind because, to be honest, we didn't really even have a fall last year. It just seemed like once September rolled around and we got going in that first week of September, we really had very few warm days. It was a cold fall, to say the least. It's just something that our coaches and players have to weather, no pun intended.
Yeah, no. So, Aaron, like I said at the start of this interview, I care about all athletics, whether it's a volleyball player or whatever. grade 12 athletes, and let's just talk football here. This is probably, you know, I go back to last year. My son started in grade 9 with the Riffle Royals, went all the way through grade 12. If he didn't get that grade 12 tape, if he didn't get that experience, you know, he maybe, well, I'm certain he's not playing south of the border, okay? It's such an important year for kids. Where do they get a chance to play at the next level or not? A lot of these kids, they pick up football late, and this is the end of the line for them. They'll never play football again just by numbers and opportunities. We got to find a way somehow to get this in if we can.
Well, and that's my job currently right now is like, I know when I talked to Rob Vanstone last week, I was on draft 7 of the schedule. That's went up one now. So now I'm on draft 8 of another potential rollout. Our goal is to get our athletes on the fields and in the courts this fall somehow, some way. School divisions will determine that around the province. But you're definitely, like, I know exactly what you're saying. You're not wrong with that, and that athletes, you know, are missing opportunities. I feel for our kids from last spring. I feel for kids right now in general, whether it be grade 12, grade 9's coming in. There's opportunities that could potentially be lost. Let's not hope that's the case.
You know, in a body like yours, and you deal with other bodies, the one thing that I really worry about with kids is mental health. We talk about COVID, but mental health, like they use sports as an outlet, whether it be football, volleyball, basketball, or whatever. Do you guys work in conjunction with different school boards just to make sure that these kids are, you know, are looked after mentally? Because this is a very trying time. None of us, you, me, when we were kids, we didn't go through this.
No, and school divisions have been fantastic in that regard. Luther College, Regina Public, Regina Catholic, they're all very aware of the mental health issues that are going on in society right now, and especially with our youth. Like, the best thing yesterday was just to get kids back in school.
Right.
Today is the staggered start of day two. But by tomorrow, all high schools will be in. It's very important for our school divisions to see how this is going to look for a couple weeks, and that was one of the main reasons why they held off on making decisions perhaps too quickly. So I give them a lot of credit, and I will say this, whatever decisions they make will be the best decisions around health and safety of our athletes, because that's paramount.
Okay, so as it stands now, if draft number 8 holds up, Aaron Anderson, how many games are we looking at playing?
Well, and again, that's hard to say because we're going to have to alter our league structure somewhat because of the parameters that are in place by the Sask Health Authority and our Chief Medical Health Officer. So that's one of the things that I've been working on is a number of different scenarios. We're working in a 6-week window, so obviously the maximum would be 6 because there's no playoffs, there's no provincial championships. We're hoping somewhere between 4 and 6.
Okay, so if we can't go in the fall here, and by the way, it's so fluid, maybe you don't have an answer to this. When would you know that September 28th wouldn't work?
I honestly don't know, but I'm guessing that by the week of the 21st, some decisions will start to be made.
Okay, so my last question is this. If there's no fall football season, you always got to be thinking ahead in something like this, and there is no pandemic playbook. You've heard that many times.
Correct.
So you're making it's funny. I liken it to this. You're flying the plane as you're building it, so it's kind of weird. So, Aaron, have you had discussions about maybe the spring? I know RMF has a spring league, but I'm sure everybody would be in favor of scrapping that if we could have our football season in the spring if we could.
Yeah, currently Saskatchewan High School Athletics, as I had mentioned, they're seasons of play in the fall. Their executive has been very straightforward that it is their hope and our hope to have our fall sports occur in the fall. If that doesn't happen, as you had mentioned, things are fluid, then who knows what the spring is going to look like.
All right, Aaron. Well, you did the best you could, and I really appreciate it. It was nice talking to you for the first time in this structure. And I'll call you again because I'm sure the questions aren't done yet.
Thanks, Michael, for having me. And it is never a problem to phone me and chat, and I'm more than happy to do this anytime.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.
Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.